Should Christian funerals be happy or sad? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we've been looking at matters of life and death, not an easy subject, and funerals send a rather strong message about worldviews.
John, funerals are one of the few times we have to face our mortality, and how we react has a lot to say about how we see the world. You would think Christian funerals are a lot happier than those for people who believe death is the end of everything, but that's not always the case. Christian funerals often begin as sad affairs where there's a real sense of loss before turning the attention to a brighter future. Funerals where there's no hope of heaven are often bright and cheery, with people encouraged to avoid tears, to keep a smile on their face.
So why would funerals that offer no hope be so happy?
If death is truly the end of everything, I think this is so distasteful that it requires greater distraction. People with no hope don't want to think about the reality of our mortality.
And the Christian funerals that are more somber?
Death deserves a degree of sobriety. I take comfort from the fact Jesus wept at the grave of Lazarus, even knowing he was about to raise him from the dead. We can appreciate someone trying to make us smile to lighten the load when we're really hurting. But we also know there's a time to weep alongside those who mourn. Yet in the end, Christian funerals generally conclude with a joyful proclamation. Jesus Christ has conquered death. He is risen.
Amen.
And every person who trusts in Jesus will enter the presence of God and enjoy a relationship with Him that lasts forever.
Reason Why with Alec McClellan is ultimate truth for ordinary people. Plenty of resources to check out at the website reasonwhy.org. That's reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.